This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. When you ask God, why, are you willing to wait 13 years for an answer? We'll meet a man who did in today's passage, Genesis 45 through 47. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
When we do the will of God by walking with Him in daily obedience to His Word, things may not immediately get better, but eventually they will get right. This is one of the marvelous lessons from the life of Joseph. From the time Joseph was sold into slavery and the day he entered into Pharaoh's service, he endured 13 long years of injustice, disappointment, and obscurity. It must have been a great day for Joseph when the mystery was finally solved and he understood clearly the leading of God in his life and the life of his family. The Lord had made no mistakes. Through a series of almost unbelievable circumstances, God had worked out a plan to save the lives of his father and his brothers and their household. They were now all settled safely in Egypt with plenty of food to eat and plenty of work to do. But the thing to remember in it all is the statement of Joseph to his brothers when he said, God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me, but God. Throughout the years of loneliness and separation from his family, throughout all the false accusations, throughout all the months in an Egyptian prison, throughout all these things that could have caused his faith to fail, his spirit to become bitter, Joseph saw the hand of God. In his mind, there were no second causes, nothing for which God could take either credit or blame. What a tremendous lesson for you and me in our daily walk as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. How easy it is to look around at the circumstances of life and forget to look up into the face of God. I truly believe that failure to do that is one of the key ingredients that makes the difference between victory and defeat. The one will leave us groveling in the dust, heavy-hearted, filled with despair. The other will cause our spirits to sing the praises of God and soar in His heaven. One of the clearest New Testament examples of this occurred on the day when the Apostle Paul and Silas were beaten and cast into prison at Philippi. And the Bible says, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Why were they singing praises? Why weren't they complaining and griping and demanding their legal rights? Somehow, like Moses many centuries before, they were able to detect the merciful hand of God in it all. Here, in both the Old and New Testaments, we see these godly examples, and the Bible says they happened for our learning. The thing we must do is ask the Lord to make not only our actions pleasing to Him, but our reactions as well. So until Monday, this is Leroy Imes encouraging you to trust the Lord for grace and patience, to face the tough times of life with joy and thanksgiving.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you to begin this valuable spiritual discipline, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish and maintain a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a father's painfully honest last words to his sons on Daily Discipleship.